This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So the headline on this morning's jobs report, as Lynette and John and I were talking about, was good. But there are some, I guess you'd say, finer points that'll help to really understand what's going on, both in today's data and in the longer term. Because when it comes to the economy, there is a difference between knowing how it has been doing and how it is gonna do. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
When you see a jobs report for December, Francis Donald at Manulife Asset Management says you actually learn more about how companies were doing 3 to 6 months ago.
Because it takes time for companies to respond to good news, to then translate that into hiring, to find the right people and get them in the right place.
That's why jobs reports are often considered lagging indicators, numbers that say more about the recent past than the future. Housing data is another one. Those reports tend to reflect what happened over the last month. Donald says some lagging indicators are just not that helpful, like GDP.
In large part, it's because we already know all the pieces of the entire U.S. economic story by the time GDP even lands.
That's because economists also use another type of data to predict the future, leading indicators, like permits for a new building, surveys of how CEOs and manufacturers are feeling. And if you know where to look, the jobs report has a few of those hints, too. The University of Oregon's Tim Dewey watches for the number of new temporary workers.
Generally, when firms start to see weaker economic conditions, the first people they lay off or stop hiring are the temporary help workers.
But temporary workers have been rising. Dewey says that's a sign employers plan to keep hiring people. Guy LaBaugh, a fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, says jobs reports don't tend to turn on a dime. In fact, he says good jobs reports create momentum for more good reports.
So between jobs momentum and forward-looking surveys, the economic outlook is far from negative.
But far from negative isn't the same thing as really positive. LaBaugh says stock and bond markets have been signaling their belief that economic growth is flattening. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.